Union leaders at General Motors factories across the U.S. are endorsing a tentative contract with the automaker. In an unprecedented press conference yesterday, UAW President Bob King discussed details of the four-year contract. The rank and file will vote in the coming days. GM is the first automaker to reach a deal with the UAW, and these negotiations are the first since the federal government stepped in to help GM and Chrysler through bankruptcy in 2009. Tracy Samilton covers the auto industry for Michigan Radio. Tracy, give us an overview of this tentative deal.
Well, first off, this contract commits General Motors to keeping or adding 6,400 jobs in the U.S. A lot of those jobs could end up here in Michigan. GM has also agreed to give entry-level workers an hourly pay hike of about $2 an hour. And most workers will also get a $5,000 signing bonus once the contract is ratified. They'll also get a $1,000 inflation protection payment, is what they're calling it, every year, and a performance bonus of at least $3,500 a year. And this is pretty important. GM's going to offer many of its skilled trades workers a $65,000 incentive to retire. That's important for GM because these skilled trade workers make more than other workers, and GM doesn't need as many of them now than it used to.
Who wins in this deal? Is it General Motors, the UAW, or both?
I think it's fair to say both. UAW President Bob King went into these talks saying he wanted GM to commit to adding jobs in the U.S., and he got that. GM CEO Dan Akerson went into the talks saying he wanted to keep GM's labor costs sustainable, and he got that.
Now, some analysts actually perceive three entities in these talks. One is General Motors. Two is the UAW, and three, the rank and file. And that would mean that the UAW is not actually one and the same as the workers, and maybe members of the rank and file didn't actually get as much out of this deal. What are your thoughts?
Well, there's no question that Bob King doesn't always see completely eye-to-eye with the rank and file on some of the issues. But I think most of the workers are really concerned, first and foremost, with job security.
Keeping
They went through the same near-death experience as GM when it went through the bankruptcy. So I think the leadership of the UAW can point to the new jobs that are being created, the bonuses, the entry-level wage increase, and say to the membership, this isn't a bad deal. The one thing the workers are not getting that I think many of them were hoping to get is getting back this cost of living wage increase that they gave up. The one thing to keep in mind is Bob King was really careful not to promise workers that he was going to fight for that.
Now, negotiations with Ford and Chrysler will continue. Ford and Chrysler are quite different from General Motors. Chrysler is much smaller. Ford didn't go through bankruptcy or get government help. What can we predict, based on this tentative deal with General Motors, about how the UAW contract negotiations will go with Ford and Chrysler?
I think the only thing we can predict is that the GM deal does show that the UAW is pretty serious about helping the automakers keep their labor costs under control so they don't become uncompetitive. But they may have to do it in different ways at Ford and Chrysler than they've done it at GM. For example, Ford may not have as much cash available to put into this contract that GM as GM did. And Chrysler may not be able to afford the entry-level wage increase because they have many more entry-level workers than the other two companies.
Tracy, thanks very much.
You're welcome.